Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Bim, bam, bim, 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 bam. Bim, 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 bam. Chiri, biri, biri, bim. Bam, bim, 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 bam. Bim, 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 bam. Chains of slavery. A day ago we left our past behind. The road ahead is long, but our faith will remain strong as the promised land awaits our family. I see the stars shining through my sukkah as I lay out here tonight in the desert on my own. I see the stars shining through my sukkah, and I know that God is with me, and I know I'm not alone. Homes in many places, many lands. We're settled and we've built up rich new lives. But houses rise and fall, and a wall is just a wall. If it tumbles, our spirit still survives. I see the stars shining through my sukkah as I lay out here tonight in the desert on my own. I see the stars shining through my sukkah, and I know that God is with me, and I know I'm not alone. Sukkot Shalom, Sukkot Shalom. This temporary dwelling is tonight my peaceful home. Sukkot Shalom, Sukkot Shalom. I can hear the breeze blow gently by, whispering God's name. I see the stars shining through my sukkah as I lay out here tonight in the desert on my own. I see the stars shining through my sukkah, and I know that God is with me, and I know I'm not alone. Tonight my God is with me in my sukkah. That's my home.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom. Chag Sameach.
Sameach.
Tonight is a very special night for us, as it has become our tradition to combine a Sukkot Simchat Torah Shabbat It's special because the 5th through 7th graders were encouraged to attend so that you could see the Torah read and bring the new year in fully, because the whole cycle of events is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Simchat Torah. We want you to have the complete feeling for this holiday season. This will be the last night that we dress in white, the last night that the Torahs will be in white, and it is a very special moment. Due to the fact that children go to bed a lot earlier, the consecration part of the evening was moved to Tat Shabbat. So even though your service says consecration Shabbat, we did the consecration part, but we had over 200 of these booklets, which work perfectly for this combined holiday. And as part of our evening, you'll hear later in the message of Torah, we wanted to save trees. So we are saving trees in honor of Sukkot. Sukkot is a beautiful holiday, and our sukkah is gorgeous outside, thanks to Brotherhood and Sisterhood, and the lights are on, so you're welcome to take your oneg out after services so that you get the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. We know that people have come into our sanctuary not just to rejoice for Sukkot and Simchat Torah tonight, but also some of you have come to pray for loved ones who are ill, and some of you have come to mourn your sorrows. And so tonight we open our sukkah of love to each and every person, whatever your need or whatever brought you here tonight. And we welcome to the front row Leah Mills, who is so excited and calm and collected. Leah was named here. She was born here. Temple B'nai Shalom has known Leah before she was born. And so we are so excited to welcome your family to the front row. Three generations of this family belong to the congregation. And so it is really exciting to see everybody here. Welcome to the entire entourage, to everyone who has come to share this wonderful weekend with Leah. And as a precursor to next week, Sheldon Lowe will be coming and we'll be doing a very special service for Shabbat Bereshit as we begin the Torah all over again. So we are cycling, we are really immersing ourselves in this time of year as we begin our Torah again. Leah will read tomorrow our Sukkot portion, and tonight she'll come up and bless our lulav and etrog and have the privilege of this very special Chag Bat Mitzvah. And so it is my privilege to welcome up three generations of members of Temple B'nai Shalom, Irene and Bubby and Leah and Sophie, to light the Shabbat Yom Tov candles for us on page 1 and 2.
We kindle these lights, O God, and bring our harvest of thanksgiving and joy, of love for family and friends. How blessed we are, privileged to stand as one, to add light to our hearts and to the world. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat v'shel Yom Tov.
Amen.
Praise be the Eternal, our God, ruler of the world, for mitzvot that make us holy, and for the joy of this mitzvah, the kindling of Shabbat and Yom Tov lights.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat v'shel Yom Tov. Amen.
Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shehekianu V'Kiyamanu V'Higianu Lazman Hazeh. Praise be the Eternal, our God, ruler of the world, for giving us life, for sustaining us, and for enabling us to reach this season.
Amen.
Amen. Mazel tov. We thank and praise you for the goodness of the harvest. We thank and praise you for your many gifts. The love that gives life, the strength to grow, the kindness of friends, the sweetness of sharing. We rise for Baruchu.
We celebrate the harvest that was gathered in by farmers in the land of Israel many centuries ago. Still today, Jews farm the land of Israel, and the earth returns their love with food for the body. But our Torah reminds us it is not good enough to have food for ourselves alone. It is a mitzvah to feed the hungry. And we know that many around us and in the world are very poor and hungry. Let part of our Sukkot celebration be to bring a harvest offering of food for those who are in need.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael. Shem kevod malchuto le'olam va'ed. Baruch shem kevod malchuto le'olam va'ed. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael.
V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol ma'odecha v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha b'veitecha u'v'lechtecha v'aderech u'v'shochbecha u'v'kumecha Ukshartam laot al yadecha, vehayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha. Lama'an tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai, vitem kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hoseti etchem be'eretz Mitzrayim, liyot lachem lelohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Eternal God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them when home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot, do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the eternal God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God, I am the eternal God. On Sukkot, we remember our bondage in Egypt. On Sukkot, we celebrate our escape from bondage. On Sukkot, we pray for all people, women, children, men. As Israel came out of the house of bondage, Miriam danced at the Red Sea's shore, leading the people in celebration. So we pray, a time of joy will come, a time of song and dance for all, for women, children, men. The Tefillah, page 5.
Adonai Sefatai Tivtahu Fia Gita Hilatecha, Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory.
Praised together. Praise be the God of Abraham and Sarah, the God of all generations, our friend in pain and joy, the God whose love we need, the God whose love we have, the God who needs our love, the God who has our love. O God of rain and sun, of earth, air, and plant, the God of this year's harvest, as it is said, for the hungry, God is bread, and God-like, we who share our bread with all who need it. Your love, O God, gives us strength to build and to plant, to be and to become. Praise be the God of Abraham and Sarah, the God of all generations. Please be seated. This is the season of rains in the land of Israel. Sukkot is its beginning, and water is life to the land and all who live on it. Long ago, our prophets brought us God's promise of water, joy, and help. We stand in a hut, a sukkah. Once farmers rested in Sukkot as they worked at summer's end to gather in their crops. We give thanks to all who work the soil to bring us food. The sukkah reminds us that once our people wandered the desert under a burning sun, they sought the shade of freedom. We give thanks for the freedom that is ours
and the shelter of our homes.
Through the sukkah's roof, we can see the sky. Even when
clouds hide the stars from sight, we know they are there,
shining down upon us.
Even in the darkest night,
we know that light shall come.
The sukkah is frail. It shakes in wind and rain. It does not stand forever. May there come a time when our homes are safe from storms, when families will be whole and strong.
Shalom aleinu ve'al amo Yisrael. Ve'al Yerushalayim, ve'al amo. Ve'al Yerushalayim, shalom. Ve'al Yerushalayim.
The lulav is like a spine. It says, stand straight, be brave, do not fear to be yourself. The myrtle is like an eye. It says, look well upon this lovely world. Smile with joy for its beauty. Look at its creatures with love. The willow is shaped like a lip. It says, sing and laugh. Say words that are kind. Let all who hear you be blessed. The etrog is like a human heart. It says, open your heart, feel the pain of others, and know their gladness. Love them as yourself. Who is wise? One who learns from others. Who is strong? One who rules herself. Who is rich? One content with what he has. Who is honored? One who honors others. Who has seen real rejoicing? One who has seen Sukkot celebrated. A sukkah is shaky and fragile, and there are times when people we love can be shaky and fragile due to illness or injury or painful times. But a shaky sukkah is a place of love and peace when people join together within its walls for fellowship and community and prayer. That is what brings its strength. So it is when we are in need. The care and love and the prayers of our family and friends and temple community can bring us strength through shaky times. We honor our Jewish commitment to bring strength and compassion and community to all who are in need of physical or emotional healing, as we join together in our prayer for healing, Misha Berach, page 9.
The renewal of body.
now become an etrog camp. We have a lulav and etrog on the bima. Leah is going to come up and have the privilege of blessing it for us now. We will have it here after services. This tip is what makes it kosher. So please do not break off the tip, or we can't use it tomorrow for her bat mitzvah. So take really good care. You'll watch her. She's going to bless with the etrog down, and then she'll turn it up, to bless. And then if you want to take a close look, this is the myrtle. Looks like eyes. The willow that looks like lips. And the palm branch, which is the spine. And so we read together at the top of page 8. These we bring together, spine and eye and lips and heart, come together as lulav and etrog touch, as we wave them to earth's four corners and toward heaven and earth. We are one with all of earth, with people and birds, with stones and with fish, with air and with dew, with each other and with God, with the goodness in growing things, with all that moves, with all that is still.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kishanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu, Al Natila Ulav.
So she shook it in all four corners of the earth, up and down. And so I ask you, how is a lulav like a Torah? And the answer, because we read Torah tonight. First, the lulav and the Torah have been around for 3,300 years. I find that absolutely amazing. I find it is amazing that our ancestors in the desert, with nothing and no growth, probably read about, probably didn't have a lulav and etrog. I find it amazing that my ancestors in Russia and Poland probably never saw this kind of etrog. I have absolutely no idea what they used. Did they use a potato? I mean, what did they use this? It is so precious and so expensive. An apple? Some old vegetable that was in the garden? To fulfill the command that Leah will read about in the Torah tomorrow? Clearly, this beautiful set, which people pay, a fortune for, because you can get them in all different degrees. It is America, after all. Is a symbol of Jewish survival. Just as the Torah does not. But it really reminds us of what is important that the Torah teaches us. Oh yes, we always talk about the fact that the symbols of the lulav and etrog remind us of our bodies, our heart, our lips, our eyes, our spine. But the Torah and the lulav teach us eternal lessons, environmental lessons. The first three paragraphs of the Torah tonight are the creation of God's universe. And if we do not care for the atmosphere and the planet and make sure that, as the Torah commands us, that there be seed-bearing plants and fruits that will give birth to other seed-bearing plants and fruits, then we will no longer have a lulav and etrog, and we will no longer be living up to the Torah. When God created the earth, as whether you believe it actually happened or if it is a metaphor, let's imagine for a moment, those of you who are evolutionary biologists, that the Torah is just a metaphor. Then the lulav is like the Torah, it too is a metaphor. It says, if you don't protect the environment, if you don't make sure that there is clean water, that there are creatures on this planet who can be nourished from the inside it doesn't taste so sweet. It's kind of bitter. The best things you can do with an egg are make jam, also a little bitter. You can stick cloves in it and use it for challah. And a lot of people put it in vodka. Some of you are going, that was worth going for something. The issue is that inside this beautiful fruit is bitterness. And sometimes life, inside life, is bitterness. And it is up to us whether or not the world will be fruitful or whether or not there is bitterness. I can't imagine having my grandchildren inherit a planet where animals go extinct and there is not fresh water and trees are being cut down in ridiculous numbers, unable to be replaced. The little of the etrog and the Torah both remind us of our environmental responsibility. This Sukkot holiday, the fragility of our sukkah reminds us to go outdoors and breathe the air, and it says, you are all responsible, especially, how many are in 5th to 7th grade? Okay, you are responsible for our planet because my generation is doing a lousy job. You are going to have to be the voices for our planet. Your lips, like the willow, will have to scream out for our planet. Your eyes will have to see the fact that people are not respecting our planet. You have to stand up strong like a lulav and say, I want fruit for myself and I want fruit for my children. How is a lulav like the Torah? They both send us messages and they both beg us to listen.
Like the light of Torah, and your face be radiant as the brightness of the sky. May your lips speak words of wisdom, and may the world you live in be the world of your dreams. May see the Lord created in your lifetime. May you see your visions come to be. May your hope touch every generation to come. These are the prayers I have for you. May your eyes shine with the light of Torah, and your face be radiant as the brightness of the sky. May your lips speak words of wisdom, and may the world you live in be the world of your dreams. May you be blessed with understanding, with wisdom and compassion in your heart. May your tongue be filled with song and your lips with justice. These are the prayers we have for you. May your eyes shine with the light of Torah, and your face be radiant as the brightness of the sky. May your lips speak words of wisdom, and may the world you live in be the world of your dreams. May the world you live in be the world of your dreams. May the world you live in be the world of your dreams.
So now we move from Sukkot to Simchat Torah. There are flags in the back of the sanctuary. You can get one from our multitude of Levites. We'll have all of our Levites who are assigned to tonight go to the back of the sanctuary. As you hakafah around, you can grab one from the back. That way, what will prevent us from having to hand all of them out, which means you have to get up and actually walk around. I would like to invite up everyone who's had a bar bat mitzvah in the last year to be the first group of hakafot. And then as anyone, as you see in the, anyone who is Jewish can carry the real Torahs around during the hakafah. So these young people will pass the Torah on to you if you put your arms out. Don't do it if you have a heart condition or a back problem or wrist problems, because it would not be cool to drop the Torah. We want to hold the Torahs upright. We want to dance and we want to rejoice with them. And we really want to be festive in our rejoicing with the Torah. Now, if you don't want to hold the Torah, you can still wave a flag and you can still kiss every single Torah as it passes by to show it honor. And you certainly can dance in the aisles, in your seat, or with a partner or a group of partners. Please rise, page 12. Why are the words of Torah like fire? As fire from a single flame kindles many flames, so each word of Torah kindles many minds, enlightens many hearts. Torah gives light to all who make use of its bright and shining flame.
Ashlosha devarim, ashlosha devarim, ashlosha, shlosha devarim.
Thank you.
Together, as it is our custom, Baruch et Adonai Hamvorach,
Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Le'olam Va'ed,
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim, V'natan lanu et Torato, Baruch atah Adonai.
Amen. Bereshit bara Elohim. In the beginning, God created et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz, the heavens and the earth. Ve-ha-aretz ha-yita tohu va-vohu. And the land was, the world was just blank in chaos. Ve-choshech al-pnei tahom, and darkness on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. And God said, Yehi or, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. Vayikra Elohim la'or yom, and God called the light day. V'lachoshech kara laila, and the darkness God called night. Vayihi erev, vayihi voker, yom echad, and there was evening and there was morning, one day. Vayomer Elohim, and God said, Yehi rakia betoch hamayim, let there be an expanse, a firmament, an atmospheric gap in the midst of the water. Vayehi mavdil bein mayim lamayim, and let this gap, this expanse, separate the water from the water. Vayas Elohim et harakia, and God created this atmospheric gap. Vayavdil bein hamayim, and separated between the water. Asher mitachat larakia, that which was under the expanse, uvein hamayim, asher me'al larakia, and that was what is above the expanse. Vayihichen, and it was so. Vayikra Elohim larakia shamayim, and God called this atmospheric expanse heavens. Vayihi erev, vayihi voker yom shini, and there was evening and there was morning, the second day. Vayomer Elohim, and God said, Yikavu hamayim mitachat hashamayim, gather the waters from underneath the heavens. El makom echad, to one place. And let there be seen, sort of a land, you know, not waters. Vayikra Elohim la yabasha eretz, and God created this not waters this dryness, Eretz land, ulimikveh hamayim, and to the rest of the water that was hanging around, karayamim, God called that seas. Vayar Elohim ki tov, and God said, that's good. Vayomer Elohim, and God said, tash tadshe haaretz, and God said, let the land bring forth desha esev, grass, mazria zera, things that are created by seeds that will perpetuate via seeds, plants, eitz pri osepri, trees that bear fruits with seeds in them, leminehu, so that they will continue to cultivate their kind, asher zarovo, so that they will bear fruits, al haaretz, upon the earth, vayehi chen, and it was so. Vatotzei ha'aretz desha esev mazriya zera leminehu ve'etz osev pri asher zarovo leminehu. And so it happened that the earth had grasses, seed-bearing plants, and trees that had bore fruit that had seeds in them. Vayar Elohim ki tov, and God said, it's good, like this. Vayehi erev, and there was evening. Vayehi boker, and there was morning. Yom shlishi, the third day. I created heavens for you. I created earth for you. I created vegetation for you. Take care of it.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, v'chaye olam nata b'tochenu, Baruch atah Adonai, Noten HaTorah. Amen.
Want to lift for me? That would be great. Thank you. I always love somebody who's willing to lift. Please rise.
Vezot HaTorah Asher Samashe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael Avi Adonai V'ad Moshe.
Israel to fulfill the word of God.
Torah, 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 Tzivat lanu Moshe. Torah, 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 Tzivat lanu Moshe. Torah, 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 Tziva lanu Moshe. Torah, 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 Tziva lanu Moshe. Torah, 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 Tziva lanu Moshe. Torah, 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 Tziva lanu Moshe.
Now it is time to return our Torah to the Ark. Together we recall
the Torah, our tree of life, because it is the Torah of our beginnings, our roots. We call the Torah our tree of life because it is the Torah for every branch of Judaism. We call the Torah our tree of life because its fruits give us life, happiness, and peace.
We show honor to the Torah as we return it to the Ark.
v'shaveach l'adon hakol la'teit gedula li'otzer v'reishit shehu noteh shamayim v'yosed aretz u'moshav yekaro v'shamayim imo'al u'shchinatu zo begovhei meromim hu Eloheinu einon v'anachnu korim u'mishtachavim u'modim lifnei melech malchei hamlachim hakadosh baruch hu b'yom ha'hu b'yom ha'hu
Remembering is a gift of love passing back and forth among yesterdays, among those that were and those that are, those we walk with now and yesterday's fellow pilgrims, for whose journey we are glad. We give thanks, remembering is a gift. We give thanks, their lives are a blessing. We give thanks for what we had. We give thanks for what we have. At this time in our service, we remember. In our year of mourning, we remember all those we have loved and lost. Sunday, we will stand at the cemetery for Bernie Rosemarin's unveiling, and we will find it hard to believe that it has been a year. And we remember him each and every day with love and affection. We remember all our members who have died in the past year. Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg, Susan Feitelman. And we mourn the losses in the past 30 days for our members. Lena Reed, family member of Carrie Sturm, Gloria Dolberg, mother of David Dolberg. All those who have died in the catastrophes from hurricanes and earthquakes. Rabbi Joshua Haberman, leader of the DC Jewish community. And our hearts go out to Cheryl Lippman and her entire family as we join with you in mourning your beloved sister, Michelle. May her memory always bless your lives. I know she will always be with you, and I know what a blessing she has been to this world. The people that gathered at her funeral this week were a multitude, and that's because she left a multitude of love. So we mourn with you. We also remember Sadie Murata, friend of Mandy Drasnan, Arthur Blitz, friend of Polly Craighill, and our hearts go out to all those who lost their lives in Las Vegas this week. We send our prayers for those who are suffering from injuries. We send our love to all those who are mourning loved ones who should still be here on this earth. And we remember the Yahrzeits, the yearly anniversary of death that fall this Shabbat and this week for our beloved members, Harold Goldman, father of Mark, Ellen Swanson, member of our congregation. And we mourn the other Yahrzeits that are very precious to us, Bill Anderson, Abraham Poritz, Alex Rassus, Dr. Paul Salbert, Sally Dratch, Bart Green, Jennifer Guberman, Leo Hymoff, Wanda Calwhite, Bernice Caro, Natty Kushner, Mary Muntner, Barry Wiener, Stephen Zeman, Alan Baer, Cody Medlin, Marilyn Reinhart, Harold Epstein, Lynn Greenstein, Jack Werman, Judge Howard Zedwig, Leo Hegley, Morris Spector, Milton Wertzman, Susan Whitaker, Alvin Ring, Benjamin Rubin, Marvin Buell, Ruth Morvay, Bobby Postian, Ruth Pollack, Deanna Fortcourt. And Leah remembers with love and affection her grandfather, Monty Mills, her great uncle, Lester Boyd, who died in August, and all of her beloved great grandparents, Zichronam Livracha. We take into our hearts all those you have loved and lost, and all those who have no one to remember them, as we rise for the Kaddish on page 15. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shimei rabah, v'yalma divra harutei v'yamlich malchutei, v'chayechon v'yamechon v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, v'agala v'zman kari v'yimru amein, Yehe Shmei Rabba Mevorach Leolam Omei Omaya. Yit Barach V'yishtabach V'yit Pa'ar V'yit Ramam V'yit Naseh. V'yit Hadar V'yit Aleh V'yit Halal Shmei Dekutsha Baruchu. Le'ela Min Kol Birchata V'shirata Tushbechata V'nechamata Da'amiran V'yalma V'imru Amen. Yehe Shlama Rabba Min Shemaya V'chaim aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'mramav, hu ya'ase shalom aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael v'imru amen. V'imru, v'imru, v'imru amen. V'imru, v'imru, v'imru.
We move from a sacred moment of memory to embracing the joy of Shabbat, led by a young woman and a family that are such a joy to our temple and to the world. Leah Mills is so very ready for this moment and this whole weekend. We know, of course, that she is very capable of leading the congregation in any of our Hebrew prayers. But she's also ready because her heart and soul are so filled with Jewish love and goodness, with a zest for learning, and a love of doing gemilut chasadim, of doing good deeds that help others and help make our world a better place. It is my honor to call Leah to the Bima to lead us in Kiddush on this her bat mitzvah weekend, and she is being accompanied by her very sweet and lovely family. We invite also Greg and Irene and Sophie to the Bima for Kiddush on page 16.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are raised in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Horei Puri HaGafen.
Amen.
Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kitanu B'mitzvotav, V'ratzavanu, V'shabbat Kacho, V'yahava U'vratzon, Kin Chilanu, Zikaron L'maseh Bereshit, Kihu Yom Techila, L'mikre Kodesh, Zecher L'tziat Mitzrayim.
Kivanu v'charta, yotanu kigashta, mikol ha'amim. V'shabbat kashecha, ve'ahava u'ratzon, kimhaltanu baruch atah Adonai.
Bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said.
Baruch atah Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen.
Mazel tov. You may be seated. If you are a young person who has a birthday in the month of October, come on down. Hi. I remember when some of you were born. Having a birthday this month is exceptional. This is the month of joy. The Torah portion tomorrow tells us to be happy in our festivals, and I consider your birthdays festivals. Soon, two of you will be coming to Torah, very soon. And that's a very exciting moment in your lives. You won't be blessed with the children anymore. You'll be grown-ups. Scary thought. Each and every one of you bring blessing. You're precious to this congregation. And we thank God every day that your families brought your seeds to be planted here at B'nai Shalom so we could watch the harvest of your lives. We all, look at all those people, wish you an extremely happy birthday. May all your hopes and dreams come true over the coming year. Most of all, may God grant you a life of health and a world of peace. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you for your birthday month and throughout the coming year. And to the two of you who have to read Torah, may your Torah portion be easy to deliver and your bnei mitzvah be absolutely exceptional, as we know they will be. And we all sing.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam.
Shalom, Chag Sameach. Get that out of there. I'm Neil Seiden, the treasurer of TBS. On behalf of the board of directors, I'd like to welcome you to our Shabbat, Sukkot, and Simchat Torah family service. I think this is a Jewish hat trick, Rabbi. So thank you, rabbis, for leading us in worship tonight. And thank you, Rob and Rachel, I remember this time, for leading us in song. And congratulations, Rob, for retirement. Now you can be here every Friday night. I'd like to extend on behalf of the board and the temple a very hearty mazel tov to Leah and to the entire Mills family. Congratulations for reaching this day, and I can tell you just nailed the kiddush tonight, so it's going to be excellent. We know it's going to be a wonderful bat mitzvah weekend for everybody. As always, we have too many events for me to stand here and recite for worship opportunities, learning, and social at TBS. I'd like to ask you to make sure you look at your weekly email so you can see the details on all them. There's just a couple I'd like to highlight. On Saturday, October 28th, we will have our Dine Around, led by Saul and Fern Schwartz. We ask if you have intentions to come to that, and we really hope you do. Please RSVP. We're not a congregation that does RSVP too well. So please, let's help in that, and we'd love to see you there. October also will be an exciting month. We're having two Meet the Candidates events for the interim rabbi position. And we ask that you follow the emails, and if there's any RSVPs, there'll be several opportunities for various members of the congregation, for the entire congregation, to meet the candidates. There'll be at least one lunch and learn opportunity with each one, and there'll be some other events. So I wish you a peaceful Shabbat Shalom, a good week.
We conclude with Oseh Shalom, bottom of page 16.
Oseh Shalom, b'mramavu ya'aseh shalom aleinu.
Baruch atah b'vo'echa uvaruch atah b'tzeitecha. As our sukkah represents the presence of God wherever road or life may take us, so may you feel the presence of God and God's nearness wherever this week may take you. As on Simchat Torah, our Torah ends and then immediately begins anew with the promise of a new day, so may you feel the promise of each new day through Shabbat and into the week ahead. Shabbat Shalom. Chag Sameach.